All right, guys, so this is the Tweak Fill-In Show, where mediocrity rules. I see I have no one listening to me yet. Well, I will wait as long as it takes. Yes, I will, because I know people are going to listen. And I know that they're going to enjoy it, with any luck. Yes, indeed, I do. Let's check that link just for safety's sake here. Oh, I got one viewer. Well, that's cool. I'm sure that's Tara. I hope I have more viewers, but if I don't, that's also cool. Because this is just a fill-in show, because Shadow is gone, and so Esoterica will not be on this week. But, in the meantime, I'm going to play some music. So, sit back and relax. Most of this music is very relaxing. And this music is very relaxing. And this music is here very relaxing. Ah! And music wait a minute. Is very relaxing. Ah! And this music wait a minute. Is very relaxing. Ah! And this music wait a minute. Is very relaxing. Ah! 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 Well, that was a stoner moment right there. Oh, man. Okay, this music is very relaxing, all right? I think you've heard that enough. So let's just play it and have me shut up here. Here we go.
Every day I pray to get to know ya, please wanna be close to you. Yes, I'm so hungry. You're like water for my soul when it gets thirsty. Without you, there's no me or the air that I breathe. Sometimes the world is dark and I just can't see. With these demons around all around, I bring me down to negative vibes. But I believe, yes, I believe. I say that I believe. I stand among those feet, one blood down on one knee. I fight with all of my might to get these demons to flee. Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright in. I believe Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright in. I believe. Out of darkness comes light, twilight, and through the heights. Crown lights burning up, out of through the twilight. So thank you to my God, now I finally got it right. And I fight with all of my heart, and all of my soul, and all of my mind. And I'm stealing my love, will be for holding and stealing. I give myself to you from the essence of my being. And I sing to my God, songs of love and healing. I want Mashiach now, time it starts to feeling. What's this feeling, my love, will be for holding and stealing. I give myself to you from the essence of my being. And I sing to my God, songs of love and healing. I want Mashiach now. And reveal your soul. You gotta give yourself up and then you become whole. You're a slave to yourself and them don't even know. Them wanna live that fast life but your brain moves slow. You can try and stay high, bound to stay low. You want God but you can't afflate your ego. You're already there, then there's nowhere to go. Your cup's already full, then it's bound to overflow. If you're drowning in the waters and you can't stay afloat, ask Hashem for mercy to throw you a rope. You're looking for help from God, say he couldn't be found. Searching up to the sky, looking beneath the ground. Like a king without his crown, you'll keep falling down. And really wants to live, but gonna get rid of your crown. You're trying to reach on through the heights and run down, bound on the ground. Giving up your pride, then you heard a sound. Out of night comes day, out of day comes light. And I fly to the one like sunlight in the rain. Making room for his love and a fire gun blaze. Make room for his love and a fire gun blaze. What's this silly man of a river holding a ceiling? I give myself to you from the essence of my beginning. I sing to my God, songs of love and healing. I want Mashiach now. Time it starts a beating. What's this feeling? My love will rip a hole in the ceiling. I give myself to you from the essence of my being. And I sing to my God, songs of love and healing. I want Mashiach now.
That was Mattis Yahu. Now, that guy's an interesting fellow. He's a Hasidic Jew reggae superstar, if you can believe that, all over the world. He's very popular, very cool guy. A lot of reggae on this list I put together for this fill-in show. As it is a fill-in show, it's all kind of last minute, so the music's kind of varied and not in any particular order, kind of whatever came to me, and so you're going to have to deal with that. This next song is a song that was requested of me. It's a really good song, though. Really good stoner song. Mark Lara really liked it, so I decided to pick it up. So here it is. This is Clutch. The Mob Goes Wild.
Please allow me to adjust my pants so that I may dance the good time dance and put the onlookers and innocent bystanders into a trance. So the swine who marry and propagate lies. Tough luck for elected officials. The beast you see got 50 eyes. Bring it on home, spread the wealth. Play it cool, the hand's been dealt. Now all the odds are in our favor. Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire. Is nice, but I prefer Aroni. And that man on the TV who speaks to the day, you know that man's a phony. Everybody move to Canada, smoke lots of. Everybody move to Canada right now. Here's how we do it. Bum rush the border guard before he and his dog ever knew it. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire.
That was Clutch with The Mob Goes Wild, good stoner band, and you'll find there'll be a lot of stoner music in this, I don't know, 1 hour, 2 hour broadcast, depends on my mood, but keeping with that kind of theme, when it will be a theme, I'm going to play a classic kind of psychedelic song right now, kind of, you know, get the mood a little more mellow here, and play some Beatles. So here we go. This is Across the Universe.
Worlds are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe.
Now, of course, that's Across the Universe by the Beatles. Maybe not the best song ever, but the best version of that song, but it's a great song nonetheless. Now, I'm not just going to play music. I'm going to read a couple articles here. One's got me really stoked. This is kind of an opinion. It's a good one, though, but it gives you kind of the basics of this fast approaching major story in California. The article is entitled "Budget Crisis Could Be High Note for Pot Legalization." The newest survey measuring attitudes about the legalization of marijuana use in California, for recreational purposes, I might say, it's been quasi-legal for almost 15 years now, thanks to Proposition 215, I should say. The newest survey measuring attitudes about the legalization of recreational marijuana use in California was conducted during the week of May 9, which featured Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's promise of a budget massacre because of a rapid climbing deficit. In fact, there have been austerity measures, and there have been riots, even though I have not been able to find any news about them. Thankfully, I have a California friend who knows of the riots. Anyway, the poll by the Public Policy Institute of California shows a dead heat, with 49% of likely voters in favor of legalization, which will appear on the November ballot, and 48% opposed. Between now and November 2nd, debate in Sacramento will pit Republicans against Democrats as they choose between painful remedies to close the deficit. Every solution that can raise revenue without chopping more social programs or imposing across-the-board tax increases might look appealing. In that context, marijuana is a cash crop. It is a cash crop, by the way. I believe it is America's number one cash crop. This argument could improve the odds that marijuana will be legalized in California. There are other polls, and here's another one. In late October, a Capital Weekly research poll asked 750 California voters whether marijuana use should be legalized. 52% of respondents said they would vote no. Only 38% said they would vote yes. Now, what you got to remember about this Capital Weekly Polotsky research poll is that it was commissioned by the Committee Against Legalization. Anyway, yet last spring, as Sacramento wrestled with another deficit, a California field poll found that 56% of voters supported the legalization of marijuana. Significantly, the field poll framed its poll question by pointing out that the legal use of marijuana would raise tax revenue for California. It seems then, and this is a good opinion, but it is an opinion, it seems then that the objective for the backers of the marijuana initiative is clear. Point out over and over again that pot can help close the state's budget deficit. Maybe even save a social program. That's a message Californians are inclined to listen to. Now, I bring this up because it's going to be a really big thing if it passes, and it's kind of the theme of the show. Alright, so keeping with that theme, let's listen to some more pot kind of related music. Here's some more reggae from POD, believe it or not. You might not have known that POD did reggae, but they do a lot of great stuff with reggae. Here we go.
Ticking on the 1 top 100. Rasta.
Why you wanna wait so long?
And again, that was POD, Why Wait, talking about the Babylon system in there. You do know that the Rastafarians have been against the New World Order from like 1950 on, you know. From the beginning of their religion, they've always been against what we would now call the New World Order. That's an interesting little fact there. All right, I'm going to get to some more articles here in a little bit, but first, let's go in a different direction and play a classic. Everyone knows it. Everyone loves it. I have to play it because I like it so much. So it's Highwaymen by the Highwaymen. Here we go.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide, with the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed, but I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound, but I'm still around. I'll always be around, 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 around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain, but I will remain. I'll be back again and again and again and again and again.
Again, that was Highwaymen with the Highwaymen. So there you go. And a related story to that song, just because Willie Nelson is one of the Highwaymen. Willie Nelson has actually chopped off his braids. Can you believe that? Willie Nelson played a surprise set with the Reflecticals Saturday night in Maui, where he debuted his surprising new haircut. The concert at Charlie's Restaurant and Saloon in Maui, on Maui's North Shore, left this South Spike reporter wondering only one thing. Why did Willie cut his hair? According to Willie Nelson's youngest son, the Reflecticals, or however you say the band's names, drummer Micah Nelson, Willie decided to chop off his legendary braids because he was tired of hauling a freight train around everywhere. So, if you're wondering, if you see a picture, that is why. So, I have a request I need to play. It's called Call of Arms by Technique. But before I do that, let me read a little bit of this article. Just kind of interesting. Found this on Red Ice. It's actually on NPR, though. Divers explore sunken ruins of Cleopatra's palace. Now, like I said earlier, this is a fill-in show, so I just kind of found things that I found interesting, music I found interesting, and I'm going to play and read whatever I want. All right. Plunging into the waters off Alexandria Tuesday, divers explored the submerged ruins of a palace and temple complex from which Cleopatra ruled, swimming over heaps of limestone blocks, hammering into the sea by earthquakes and tsunamis more than 1,600 years ago. The international team, in painstakingly excavating one of the richest underwater archaeological sites in the world and retrieving stunning artifacts from the last dynasty to rule over ancient Egypt before the Roman Empire annexed it in 30 BC. Using advanced technology, the team is surveying ancient Alexandria's royal quarters encased deep below the harbor sediment and confirming the accuracy of descriptions of the city left by Greek geographers and historians more than 2,000 years ago. Since the early 1990s, the topographical surveys have allowed the team, led by French underwater archaeologist Frank Gaudeau, to conquer the harbor's extremely poor visibility and excavate below the seabed. They are discovering everything from coins and everyday objects to colossal granite statues of Egyptian rulers and sunken temples dedicated to their gods. It's a unique sight in the world, said Gaudeau, or however you pronounce his French name, who has spent two decades searching for shipwrecks and lost cities below the seas. The finds from along the Egyptian coast will go on display at Philadelphia's Franklin Institute from June 5 to January 2. And I could go on, but I just thought that was a very interesting article about Cleopatra, so check that out online. All right, Call to Arms, Technique. Let's see if it plays. Here we go.
Play. Illuminati, you've come to take control. You can take my heartbeat, but you can break my soul.
It's time to wake up, people. Need to open up your eyes. Escape from this makeshift matrix that we call home. There's another nemesis, treated as public enemies with antidepressants, legally feeding us drug dependencies. Don't believe me, look in your medicine cupboard. Shit, it's all related, I push and carry your cousins. And don't think that your mind is a sharp brain, cause they purposely poison people with fluoride and aspartame. We should overthrow our rulers and riot, for the cancer preventing vitamins has been removed from our diet. You are what you eat, and they feed in the shit till your arteries block, your heart will be stopped, you cease to exist. There's some reasons for this, controlling population, plus it puts a lot of dollars straight in the greediest fist. Sickness is a business, they make a living from death, getting filthy rich of illnesses they originally spread. I'm inviting recruits to fight for the truth. Do some deep digging yourself, find out the proof. They lie to you too. Media blackout is frightening news. Fascists flying a false flag, so I'm inciting the troops to tighten their boots. It's time to rise, go right to the root. We're facing Freemason secret society groups. They act like terrorists, then we get the terrorist act. Powerless under it, it's the government steady setting their traps. And make sure that you get in the facts. Till they get what they want, though we gotta expect many more deadly attacks. This is a call to arms, do it right now. Rise now, with me, we're ripping Big Brother's eyes out. One global government will soon spell slaughter. Fuck the Illuminati, fuck the new world order. This is a call to arms, do it right now. Rise now, with me, we're ripping Big Brother's eyes out. One global government will soon spell slaughter. Fuck the Illuminati, fuck the new world order. Big Brother keeps an eye on this police state. It's easy with freeze frames, CCTV tapes that seem to spy on us each day. They got problems but no proper solutions. Scientists try and fix microchips inside your skin to monitor movements. Propaganda is a modern illusion, modeling humans to follow their Führer's wrongful conclusions. They're called the top of the chain because they want us enslaved. They want us afraid and put bombs on the trains so they can push their idea on us again and protect us from the threat of terrorists lodged in our brain. Government cover-ups have come to expose it. How come the only London bus we rooted on 7-7's the one that exploded? Same morning they were running drills about the exact attack that happened later that day when the blood was spilled. Same happened 9-11 before hundreds killed. It ain't coincidence if that don't make you think that nothing will. Fearmonger in the public to fund your illegal war. Use weapons of mass distraction to muddle the people's thoughts. Threats saying back a boy boys in Iraq, cheering troops in Afghanistan, dying over land, oil and gas. Soldiers ain't coming back, we get awards for bravery. We're all pawns on the board, it's the future form of slavery. In any case, you better pray for it urgently. They're waging a war of terror in your mental state of emergency. This is a call to arms, do it right now. Rise now, with me, we're ripping Big Brother's eyes out. One global government will soon spill slaughter. Fuck the Illuminati, fuck the new world order. This is a call to arms, do it right now. Rise now, with me, we're ripping Big Brother's eyes out. One global government will soon spill slaughter. Fuck the Illuminati, fuck the new world order. Cutting corners in a rat race, but I'm bitter and I'm sour. Fuck being a slave to the system in the pyramids of power. We're prisoners in the tower, believing we got freedom. Blissfully unaware, the media's keeping their top secrets from leaking to people receiving the shock treatment. Now we got reason to wake up to their dreams and stop sleeping. They wanna swap policemen for SWAT teams to swamp streets with, and anyone that march in protest, the cops beating. If I got a bus strapped and cop heat, then I'ma be like, fuck that, and let blood splat till I got even. Till I stop breathing, till my heart's not beating. I'm not ceasing, not leaving till you're shot bleeding. I ain't never owned a gun in my life, but if your martial law starts a war, then it's one I'ma fight. Standing on the fucking front line, busting off nines, the judge, jury and executioner for every one of your crimes. So Rupert Murdoch's company up in the sky, the revolution will be televised, but they won't be running it live. Parliament will be punished for publishing lies, a form of militia and pour out liquor when any one of them dies. They'll be coming for the corrupted, make them take cover and hide, and put an end to them dressing the truth in another disguise. Open your fucking eyes, see it exposed, if you don't know about the secrets of Bohemian Grove. They want to imprison me, won't leave me alone, no privacy, intercepting the text messages received on your phone. They're seeing the same emails you're reading at home, but when the revolution comes, I'm putting three in their dome.
That was Call to Arms by Technique, T-E-K-N-E-E-K, if anyone's interested. That was a request by KLC. You can make requests at 12160org.chatango.com. If anyone there has a request, just leave it in there and I'll see what I can do. But until then, as these are way out of order, I'm going to play a song I like. Has no real significance in terms of stoners or truth or anything. It's just an awesome song by Cheap Trick. So here we go.
Just the other.
right. That was Surrender by Cheap Trick, obviously. Now, this next song has a bit of a story behind it. Not the song itself, but why I'm playing it. If any of you listen to Anti-War Radio from antiwar.com, you'll know there's been a lot of police brutality lately. Now, I know that's not really their whole thing. They're more about war, but they love to report on police brutality. And in Detroit, there was a 7-year-old girl who was killed in a SWAT massacre. They were looking for a murderer. It wasn't a drug-related thing, though this often happens with drugs. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the drug war later on here. But 7-year-old was killed by a SWAT team. Interesting thing about that was, when the SWAT team went into the house and started shooting and throwing, you know, like tear gas and shit, there was an A&E film crew there filming 48 hours. So they got it all on tape, right? Wonderful, isn't it? Another story that this could be related to is there's this horrible guy in Chicago. I cannot remember his name. God help me, I cannot remember his name. Maybe I'll find his name during the song and give you the link to the website so you can support this campaign to put him in prison. But there was a big-time, like, warlord police officer in South Chicago who tortured over 60 black people. And I mean tortured. All right, he would electrocute their genitals, their earlobes. He would, you know, beat them senseless. He would threaten to do this to his to their mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and everyone in their family if they didn't confess to crimes that they did not commit. I wish I knew the name of the website so you guys could go there and help these guys get him arrested. I'll get that to you while the song is playing, but as a dedication to this story, the other story, and just police brutality in general, I give you the Dead Kennedys Police Truck. Play!
Tonight, we got the truck. We're going downtown, gonna beat up drunks. You're gonna drive, I'll bring the beer. It's a late, late ship, no one to fear. And ride, ride, I'll ride. And ride, you ride. It's a round of time, we're good horse meet. We're gonna drag one screaming off the street. And ride, ride, I'll ride. Uniform and a silver badge. Play cops for real and play cops for pay. Let's ride, you dress is a kick in the ass. Let's reach your balloon till you shit in your pants. No mood, child, got a big black stick. There's six of us, babe, so suck on my dick. And ride, ride, I'll ride. Let's ride, you ride. From their newspapers, by who I'm a bit. But the guys at the station, they don't give a shit. Dispatch calls, oh, we're doing something wicked. No sorry, Jack, we're just shipping tickets. Let's ride. Ride, 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 ride.
That website, which I was trying to remember, is jailjohnburge.org. That is spelled JAILJONBURGE.org. JailJohnBurge.org or Burge.org. This guy is literally the Viet Cong of South Chicago. And I mean that because he got these techniques from Vietnam, where he was a veteran. He's a veteran of the Vietnam War. He got the techniques. He came back and subsequently put at least 60 innocent people in prison through brutal torture. So, that song, Police Truck, is dedicated to that fucking asshole. All right, moving on. Here's another kind of semi-request. Certainly not a request, but it was mentioned, and I like the Dead Milkmen. So, here's the Dead Milkmen, and we're going in another direction here again. This is a little bit more comical, a little less depressing. So, here's the Dead Milkmen, Methodist Coloring Book.
Play! Play, you bastard! Damn you, YouTube! Play! Play!
Got a Methodist coloring book and you color really well. But don't color outside the lines, or God will send you to hell. Cause God hates war, and God hates crime. But he really hates people who color outside the lines. You got a Methodist coloring book. God is good, so let's color in his book. God wears dying, God wears crayon, can mend a broken crayon. God is honest, he don't take pay on us. Let's all thank him for all great on us. Yeah, let's color his book.
Again, that was the Dead Milkmen, Methodist Coloring Book. Alright, going back kind of to the theme here, which I guess the theme of this show is sort of about smoking ganja and worshipping Jah. So here we got another POD reggae song, except this is featuring Mattis Yahoo, who was the first guy I played today. That's the Hasidic Jew reggae star, international reggae star. Anyway, this is a great song, so let's just play it. Here we go.
Yo, you turn our rhythms in your system so clear. No negative, take your ism, stay clear. We keep it lovely, give you what you won't hear. No, you won't hear. And my discount, who in the house, stand clear. I got POD in the house, stand clear. If Jah is for me, tell me who I gon' fear. No, I won't fear. And Jah of Jacob, deserving of my love. Blessings from above, Hashem of Abraham will show me the way. I go down on my knees and this is what I pray.
Smoke from my life, whom shall I dread?
my soul and hear me when I
do
cry.
Do not abandon me
and nor forsake me. Lead me on the path of integrity. And fall them battle, y'all, and stand tall. Show me favor when I call. Oh oh, back them against the wall. Stumble and them fall. Battle, y'all, and stand tall. Show me favor when I call.
Again, that was POD featuring Mattis Yahoo, who says Christians and Jews can't get along. Reggae can bring us together. Reggae, praising Jah, and smoking ganja can bring us together. That's damn right. Speaking of ganja, here, let's play some more reggae, man.
Marijuana, I love it, my brother.
Meditation. I love to draw marijuana. It gives me a deep
right, that was Linval Thompson. Linval? Anyway, it's I Love Marijuana. That's an old reggae track. Later on, we're going to be playing some of the Godfather of Reggae, obviously. We can't play reggae without playing a little bit of Bob Marley. So you guys look forward to that. But changing paces here, we're going to go to something a little bit more New World Order related. Even though reggae is very New World Order related in terms of the drug war and the Babylon system. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about the drug war. Citizens Initiative would legalize pot in Washington State. Activists have filed a ballot initiative that would authorize marijuana possession in Washington State. Sponsors include Two Seattle and the director of the Seattle Annual Hemp Fest. Backers of the measure would have to collect more than 241,000 signatures, put the question before voters in November. Douglas Hyatt, a lawyer who represents medical marijuana patients, told the Associated Press after filing the initiative Monday, the proposal would remove all state penalties for pot possession by adults, criminal penalties for juvenile possession, and for providing the drug to juveniles would remain. Marijuana would still be illegal under federal law. Mike McGinn, Seattle's new mayor, has said he thinks marijuana should be legalized. State Attorney General Rob McKinney is against the idea. Marijuana is a hot topic in Olympia. Three state lawmakers who are supporting a bill that would decriminalize marijuana possession. Another Seattle lawmaker, Democrat Rep. Mary Lau Dickerson, has introduced a measure that would legalize marijuana in Washington State for people 21 or older. Those bills will get their first hearing Wednesday afternoon, and this was posted a little while ago. On Tuesday, travel writer and television host Rick Steves, an errant supporter of marijuana legalization, will host a forum in Olympia. Proponents say relaxing the state's marijuana laws will save money and make sense. Opponents say the push is wrong-headed and will encourage abuse of other drugs. Yeah, whatever. Okay, so marijuana legalization is literally sweeping the nation in 2010. There is an initiative that is going to be on the ballot in California that very likely will pass. And if it doesn't pass, there will be another initiative soon. And I guarantee you, marijuana will be completely legalized in California in our lifetime. There is an initiative coming for Washington State if they get enough signatures. I believe New Jersey just passed a medical marijuana bill. So it's sweeping the nation, my state, your state. If you're not in a state with medical marijuana, then you should be. Okay. But as I said, we'll get back into the marijuana a little bit later. But getting back to this whole New World Order thing, let's listen to a song by Anna Flagg called Welcome to 1984. Play! Play! I hate these intros. Stupid.
Who would Jesus bomb? Yeah, who would Jesus kill? The double talk is past so real. The word of God is now the word of hate. War is peace and freedom is the police state. Can't you see the writing on the wall? Democracy lays trampled on the floor. Better believe that, hell yeah, I'm confused for sure. What I thought was the new millennium is 1984. Nestor Orwell from the grave, adding fresh ink to the page as the young president declares an end this war. Welcome to 1984. Feels like Nazi Germany and Hitler on TV as the young president spews homophobic speech. Didn't the Allies fight a war to end extremist fascist law? So tell me now, what are the fuck we fighting for? I just cannot take it anymore. Democracy lays trampled on the floor. man, isn't freedom great? Hell yeah, I'm confused for sure. What I thought was the new millennium is 1984. Mr. Orwell from the grave adding fresh ink to the page as the young president declares an endless war. Now we've got armies of peace, armed to the teeth, delivering death to make the world a better place. So celebrate the weapons, spend it, say a toast to Armageddon and raise some hell. We're all headed straight to hell. Hell yeah, I'm confused for sure. What I thought was the new millennium is 1984. Mr. Orwell from the grave adding fresh ink to the page as the young president declares an endless war. Welcome to 1984.
Yes, that was Anti-Flag with Welcome to 1984. Great little song. Thought I'd share it with you. Again, these are not in any particular order. There is a kind of marijuana theme, but other than that, I'm just kind of playing whatever I like. So, you're going to have to live with it. But, speaking of legalization, I've been seeing some kind of vaguely negative comments in the chat room. They kind of have this feeling that we'll never see it in our lifetime. And I can understand that to a degree, because if it were up to politicians, we would never see it in our lifetime. But I think the key here is all this legalization is happening because of ballot proposals where the people get to decide. And whenever the people get to decide, especially concerning medical marijuana, it almost always overwhelmingly wins. Okay, so I have a lot of faith, a lot of hope that it's going to happen. And imagine a United States where all 50 states have basically either decriminalized or legalized recreational use, and yet the federal government still has their law. That looks like it could happen. And if it does, the federal government can be as stubborn as they want. But it's not going to matter, you know. And some more stoner music if we can here. Across the Universe is a great song. It's a great movie, I should say. Also a great song. I thought about playing it. If you haven't seen Across the Universe, smoke a joint and watch it. It's fucking awesome. But they do a lot of really good covers of Beatles songs. Now, I know Beatles songs are almost perfect by themselves originally, but this Strawberry Fields Forever is almost better, in my opinion. I hope you guys enjoy it. It's probably the best Beatles cover I've ever heard. So here we go. Strawberry Fields Forever from the movie Across the Universe.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is about Strawberry Fields Forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields Forever. Always know sometimes me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean a yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going
again, that was Across the Universe's cover of Strawberry Fields Forever. It's a really good cover, especially if you're watching the video. But, I mean, that kind of goes without saying. Okay, I got to play some Truther music in a moment, but and I'm getting some requests here for Truther music and some Neil Young. I'm going to play that, but first I'm going to play kind of, I don't know, kind of a weird kind of pick in my lineup here. Like I said, I'm just kind of playing music I like, mostly reggae, mostly kind of stoner music, but a little classic rock, you know, even a little country with the Highwaymen. But so here is Queen with Bohemian Rhapsody, of course. Here we go. Play. Damn you, YouTube.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Anyway, the wind blows, doesn't really matter.
Just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama,
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has
there's a devil put aside for me, for me.
Alright, that was Queen with Bohemian Rhapsody, obviously. I find that no music show is complete without some Queen. And if you disagree with me, well, fuck you. Alright, I got some requests going out to KLC, Lugs, and MGM. The first request is for a cool guy who's helped me and Shadow out. Normally at this time, I'd actually be doing the show on Polygraph and Fearless. Thanks to this guy, I would be on Fearless. So, I would be on Polygraph as well. So, it's Chris Gio with Global Resistance.
We're living in a cage with invisible walls. The wicked zeitgeist of life making grown men crawl on their knees begging please save us from the boogeymen. Funded by the CIA, funneled through Arabian banks. Like a shank to the neck, they hit you from the back, no sweat. Ho check and watch you shake and take away your freedom. You really don't need them when you're tucked away safe and protected by FEMA. Man, you must be a dreamer like the great pretender. Ask the Second Amendment why I'll never surrender. But I'll never plead the fifth when it comes to September. I'ma yell it from the roof and expose the agenda. It's time to wake up and open your eyes to the matrix. This is going out to the truthers and patriots. Living free and dying hard, speaking through battle scars. An army of one becomes a global resistance. Time to wake up and open your eyes to the matrix. This is going out to the truthers and patriots. Living free and dying hard, speaking through battle scars. An army of one becomes a global resistance. Like I was chosen by God, I was sent with a message to destroy the new world order and dispose of the wreck. Your job been broken and tested, reconstructed and vested, injected with truth. Now the truth has me restless, distressed and aggravated as I rally the masses. Out to make you see what I see when I wear my sunglasses. Watch me singing like a bee, but my name ain't Cassius. When we confront the tyranny, give them 33 lashes of truth. For the youth, for the red, white and blue. Fuck the mark of the devil and the NAU. Bilderberg, CFR, keep your new world order. We'll live as free men or we'll die as free soldiers.
It's time to wake up and open your eyes to the matrix. This is going out to the truthers and patriots.
Living free and dying hard, speaking through battle scars. An army of one becomes a global resistance.
It's time to wake up and open your eyes to the matrix. This is going out to the truthers and patriots.
Living free and dying hard, speaking through battle scars. An army of one becomes a global resistance.
Let me tell you something, World War, it's too late. You can kill people like me.
You can shut us down, you can put us in prison, but people got a taste of truth, and there's nothing on earth you can do to stop this information warfare migration.
It's time to wake up and open your eyes to the matrix. This is going out to the truth as a patriot. Living free and dying hard, speaking through battle scars. An army of one becomes a global resistance. It's time to wake up and open your eyes to the matrix. This is going out to the truth as a patriot. Living free and dying hard, speaking through battle scars. An army of one becomes a global resistance.
That was, and that is, Chris Geo and Global Resistance. Chris Geo is a cool guy. Without him, I would not be on Polygraph, so I thank him very much. I've just deleted all my, my bookmarks. So that's all right, though, because I'm just going to go right back to the music here. It's okay. So Neil Young is next. And while it's loading, I'll talk to you. I was going to read a story about a new teleportation experiment that literally went 10 miles, according to this story on Red Ice. I'll get to that in a couple minutes. But first, let's listen to Neil Young. No More. This is a live version. I really couldn't find a studio version of it. And then after that, we're going to listen to Paul Simon, okay? So, here is Neil Young, No More, New York, 1989. All right, here we go.
Of night, you know the sun won't go down slow. You don't know which drug is right, can't decide which way you want to go. It's not so long ago, it had a hold on me. It wouldn't let me go. It wouldn't set me free. It couldn't set me free. No more. Can't find it no more. can't put it down no more.
All right, that was Neil Young, No More. That was a live performance in New York in 1989. Couldn't find a studio version. So, now moving on to requests. No more requests for a while. The requests are being made in 12160.org.chatango.com. No more requests for a little while because I got a bunch of requests to play here. So, Paul Simon, Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes. This is going out to Tara and to MGM, who both wanted a Paul Simon song. Here we go. Paul Simon!
Awa, 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 try a leg in leg on chan.
Awa, awa,
oh, this is so in this and I'm chan.
Awa, awa,
Sibona, when say, Gaganja.
Awa, awa,
Amanda Basane.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 Say she's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Sign of a wave. The poor boy changes clothes and puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh. And everybody here would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about
we'll be right back.
see, I got diamonds on the soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes.
Okay, that was Paul Simon with Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes. That was a request by Tara and MGM, basically. Alright, I'm going to get through all these requests if I can, and then get back to my own list, which is a bunch of reggae and some hard rock and stuff. But first, Daniel in the chat room has requested some Queen Rich. Now, I don't really know them that well, so I kind of just picked what appeared to be the most popular song. So here's some Queen Rich, Silent Lucidity. I don't know if it's any good, but you requested something. You didn't say specifically what, so here we go.
Just begun. There's a place I like to hide, a doorway that I run through in the night. Relax, child. Lucidity.
into a permanent form. With your persistent thought efforts, you can achieve the dream of control.
Alright, that was Queen Rich, Silent Lucidity. It's a band I never heard of, and so I was very surprised, and I liked it very much. So thank you, Daniel, for requesting them. Now I have at least two more requests. I got this I Wish I Was a Baylor by Skilo, which is a song requested by MGM in memory of Gary Coleman. What you talking about, Wallace? after that, I can't remember. I think I'm supposed to play some Skynyrd after that. If someone in the chat room could refresh my memory, that'd be cool. But until then, let's play this Gary Coleman tribute and a request by MGM. Here we go. Play.
Hey, this is radio station WSKE. Taking calls on the wish line, making your wacky wishes come true.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 fall. I wish I was like 6'9", so I could get with Leo. She could she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat. Her boyfriend's tall, and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases, never pick it off. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch their man ball. Dag y'all, I never understood black, while the jocks get the fly girls, and me, I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, the bobble. Got hit with a bottle, but sit in a hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, got sick to my stomach. Overcoming by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked out, she said I wasn't a type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 baller. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 ball. I wish I had a brand new car. So far I got this hatchback, and everywhere I go, yo, I get laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an 8-track and a spare tire in the backseat, but that's
much slack. And do you wanna know what's really whack? See, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood ratchet and old type of Rito. Figaro, when in my car, I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know, I take the 110 until the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies look alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in the concrete jungles and these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Women say, my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat, 6 foot apart. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat, 6 foot apart. I wish I was a little bit taller. Wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. Wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller, y'all. Wish I was a baller. Wish I was a little bit taller. Wish I was a baller. Hey, I wish I had my way, cause every day would be a Friday. You can even speed on the highway. I would play ghetto games, name my kids ghetto names. Little Mookie, Big Al, Lorraine. Yo, you know that's on the real. So if you down on your luck, then you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see I go simple, I go easy, I go Greyhound. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ah, yes, ain't that fresh? Everybody wants to get down like that. Wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6 foot apart. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6 foot apart.
All right, that was I Wish I Was a Baller by Ski-Lo. That was a request by MGM, and it was dedicated to Gary Coleman, who died today, unfortunately. All right, let's get back to my list. Here is another great truther song by Conspirituality called Ambushed. Here we go.
Kidnapped, abducted, falsely imprisoned, tortured, and threatened with further torture. Without charge, without trial. Even many soldiers had said to me afterwards, "What the hell, if you weren't a terrorist when you came in here, by the time you leave, I'm sure you would be because of the way you've been treated."
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th. Malicious lies that attempt to shift the blame away from the terrorists themselves, away from the guilty.
People are always asking me, "Yo, Gemini, what's your angle? Are you a devil or an angel?" And I say both, as I continue to blame the Knights Templar and the Hospitallers, the real reason New York lost their towers. Don't sit back or hesitate to react to the impact. Many taking a nap. In fact, they would fake an attack to make way for the Patriot Act. Some say, hey, it ain't safe to say that, but it's the same game. Different name on the map as they place blame. And they aim at Iraq. It's a damn shame because they never claimed the hijack. Following the fiddle, one with a bound hero. The town hero, responsible for ground zero. Objects in the mirror, closer than they appear. So clear your ear to hear the sound of fear grow. Beware the eagle, the dragon, and the ego. And footage that they show that we are forced to see slow. Persecuted and disputed because of a ween. All the strengths that control these kings come from below. Observe the nerve of this dark heart government. Thinking they can avoid a spark with another myth. Walk right up, take the Ark of the Covenant. The cards have been pulled by the shark, and I'm loving it. Look hard, and you will find seven heads of the beast behind 9/11. Wrapped in fine linen. Even John Lennon couldn't imagine this modern day Armageddon. We've been ambushed, pushed to the edge. Persecuted cause we disputed to know the ledge. Pledge allegiance, not even if the world stops turning. Never trust a bush unless it's burning. We've all been ambushed, pushed to the edge. Persecuted cause we disputed to know the ledge. Pledge allegiance, not even if the world stops turning. Never trust a bush unless it's burning.
There is a chance
for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
From junior to senior to grandpa Prescott to the Nazi mouse house in the center at Epcot. Let's not forget the messed up mascot. Skull and bones taking up Geronimo's rest spot. These form thrones are not alone in their obsessed plot. These garden homes are part of home, so I take my best shot. With the heart of stones, they are prone to never get caught. Is every cold phone details and emails on your desktop? Many be growing up gaudy like Mayor Giuliani. Practicing karate with the Illuminati. Atando Kimosabi, who's quick to kill somebody. For the love of mud, honey, or a little blood money. I don't find these thugs funny, they sell drugs to Bugs Bunny. Not that it's any of my business that I'm his or Daffy Duck's buddy. Just hide away. They laugh at me and what my dreadlocks done. When they kill tiny children, left many building blocks bloody. With the square and the compass and the almanac. Are you aware that they're amongst us and it's all an act? Some Yezza and a Zezlo now come crawling back. Drove the Bohemian Grove dressed all in black. A serpent king worshipping a stone owl. The dragon Ronald Reagan and Colin Powell. Flipping scripture like Vanna White, showing a vowel. We have to plan to fight and never throw in the towel. We've been ambushed, pushed to the edge. Persecuted cause we disputed to know the ledge. Pledge allegiance, not even if the world stops turning. Never trust the bush unless it's burning. We've all been ambushed. Pushed to the edge, persecuted cause we disputed to know the ledge. Pledge allegiance, not even if the world stops turning. Never trust a bush unless it's burning.
Remember this, your government funded and trained Al-Qaeda.
That was on my list because I like conspirituality, so...
Supreme Court's rule...
If you don't like it, screw you. Wait, let's hear the end of it, sorry.
...that said that we must conduct ourselves under the Common Article 3 of the Geneva Convention. And that common Article 3 says that, you know, there will be no outrages upon human dignity. It's very vague. What does that mean?
What does that mean exactly, you fucking asshole? All right, anyway, let's play another kind of pot song. This is kind of like a folksy pot song I kind of like. You may or may not. I don't care. It's my show, sort of. So it's 420 somewhere.
I am not in pain. Bring me a ritual, a tribal game. Moonlight on the water, shadows on my mind. Tell each other things nobody knows.